This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In 2005, a Turkish immigrant named Hamdi Ulukaya took out a loan from the Small Business Administration, and he bought a closed-up cheese plant in South Edmiston, New York. 2 years later, the first cup of Chobani Greek yogurt went to market. Since then, Chobani's taken Yoplait and Danone to school. In 5 years, it has become the top-selling yogurt in the U.S., and Ulukaya is one of the country's newest billionaires. Today, the company employs 1,200, and a second plant is on the way in Idaho. Hamdi Ulukaya, welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you're something of an overnight success, and now you are, I would think, a giant target. You've got enormous international companies that are gunning for you, General Mills, Danone, maybe Nestle. What's your plan?
Well, our plan doesn't change from the beginning. You know, we started in a very tiny plant that was closed after 95 years. You know, we became what we became, but we never let go of those beliefs, which is make awesome products that taste great, make it nutritious, make it with the good ingredients, and most importantly, make it accessible for everybody. And our goal for the next year or so is to tell everybody out there is what really good yogurt is.
So you started Chobani with help from a small business loan from the
That's
U.S.
right.
government. Are there any lessons from your experience for this economic recovery?
Yes. Jeff, if you ask people in that little community in South Edmiston, and if you say, what's the worst thing happened, they would say closing this plant, which was bread and butter of that whole town, of that region. But if you look at the same plant now, which has close to 2,000 people working, if you ask what is the best thing ever happened, they would say closing that plant. You know, basically what I look at it is if something challenging happens, it's bad. A lot of people get affected by it. People lose their homes. People lose their jobs. But it's also an opportunity to make things better for the long time. I am really thankful to SBA. Without SBA loan, I couldn't buy that plant. I couldn't start my business. And now, you know, we're reaching to $1 billion in business and still 100% independent and thousands of people working. But it has to start with some light.
Now, I am, of course, an impartial journalist, but I will also disclose that I eat a Chobani pretty much every day. And lately, I have wondered, I don't want to scare you here, but I have wondered if I'm starting to burn out on it. How do you deal with that?
Well, yogurt has been around for hundreds of years. You know, I grew up in Turkey. We couldn't imagine a meal any given day without yogurt. And this is the same, excuse me, with everywhere in that region. So I consider yogurt being as like bread, like, you know, honey, like pomegranate. It's like olives.
You cannot conceive of somebody burning out on it.
Totally not. I don't think, you know, you can get bored with yogurt. I really don't, as long as we do it right.
Hamdi Ulukaya is the founder and CEO of the yogurt company Chobani. Been good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.